Madame Doubtfire by Anne Fine. Copyright Burlington Books, 2009. Chapter 1. Tuesday Evening with Dad. It was a sunny afternoon in a small English town. The three Hilliard children, Lydia, 12, Chris, 10, and little Natty, 6, were walking up the stairs to their father's small flat. Their parents, Daniel and Miranda, were divorced, and the three children visited their father every Tuesday after school and 2 weekends a month. "Come on, Natty," said Lydia, a pretty girl with long brown hair. "We're late, and we must hurry. We want to spend time with Dad after we eat and do our homework." "It'll be okay," said Chris. "Lydia, I think you should give Mum's letter to Dad. You're the eldest."
"No," said Lydia. "Why do I have to do everything? Mum gave it to you, so you give it to Dad."
Natty started to cry.
"Stop fighting," she shouted. "I'm tired, and I want to see Daddy."
She rang the doorbell of her father's flat, and he opened the door immediately. Daniel Hilliard had a kind face and happy eyes. He was an actor, but he didn't work very often.
"Hello,"
he said to the children with a smile.
"Come in, come in."
Then he saw Natty's tears, and he took her in his arms.
"What happened, darling?" he asked.
"Lydia and Chris were fighting," Natty answered. "Chris didn't want to give Mum's letter to you."
Daniel kissed Natty and gave her a tissue for her eyes, and then Chris gave him the letter from his pocket.
"Oh, good, another letter from your mother," Daniel said sarcastically. "I'll read it after we eat."
"Good idea," Chris said. "Now let's make something to eat. I'm hungry. Can we have pasta, Dad?"
"No problem," said Daniel.
He and the children went into the kitchen. There were things everywhere. The sink was full of dirty plates and cups, and there was butter, jam, a cup of cold coffee and a newspaper on the kitchen table.
"Oh, Dad, it's very untidy here," said Lydia. "I'll wash the dishes and you three can make the dinner."
Lydia started to clean the kitchen, and Chris organized the table. Natty helped Daniel to make the pasta. Half an hour later, everything was ready. Daniel took some warm bread from the oven, and they sat down and ate together happily. Tuesday evenings were always fun with their dad. He was sometimes like a child, too. After they ate, Lydia and Chris did their homework, and Daniel played with Natty. Suddenly, he remembered Miranda's letter and opened it.
"What does she want now?" he thought. Then he read the letter.
"Dear Daniel, the children need new clothes, and I can only take them shopping on Saturday morning. So I'm sorry, but they can't come to you on Friday afternoon. We'll go in the morning, and then I'll bring the children to your flat for Saturday lunch. Okay, Miranda."
Daniel was angry. "Why must she take them shopping on my weekend?" he thought. "She always finds a reason to bring the children late or take them early. I never spend enough time with them. It's not fair." But Daniel was never angry for a long time. He liked laughing, having fun, and enjoying life. He put the letter in the envelope again and turned to his children. He was smiling now.